9 o'clock on the ticket in time for the biggest show coming to town this week. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings and by TXU Energy. We have 6 candidates. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. Candidate number 1, Friday night at the Arlington Music Hall. I've never been to this venue, but I've noticed the last couple of months they've gotten some pretty good shows to roll through there.
I've been there. It's a good venue.
Where is it?
It's a little south of UTA, kind of in the old downtown area of Arlington.
Is it a new or a renovated? Or
I think
is
it's
it
a renovated old place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this Friday, they will entertain Sarah Evans.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
That's not her.
Y'all doing pretty good this morning?
Woke up.
I'm a ticket miles.
And I still feel the sting of the pain, but brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed through the mess.
She's had a lot of hits and won a lot of awards.
Sounds like she's just kind of cataloging her morning here.
Yeah.
No.
It's a little bit stronger. This is a big hit.
Riding in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt.
She hit number one on the country charts for the first time back in 1998. And since then has had several number one hits, including A Little Bit Stronger in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So she's still churning them out.
Yeah, I like her voice.
This was on the album Stronger that went platinum.
Go listen to that Nashville playing.
Nashville gone so Nashville. Nashville suck. Nashville go away.
Okay,
suck.
Hang on, Danny.
That's not Danny. Stop.
And she's kind of a looker, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Well, you can know that by looking at her.
Yeah.
All right, that's candidate one, Sarah Evans. Candidate two, Saturday night at the Granada Theater in Dallas, Andy Timmons. Now, this is one of those guitar freaks. And I remember when I was learning to play guitar, Gordon was all about Andy Timmons. Dude, you got to be like Timmons.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
You got to watch this Timmons video, dude.
I never have talked with anyone about Andy Timmons.
You gave me an Andy Timmons video that I still have.
Check out this Timmons video, Eric Johnson.
It's like unbelievable.
That is a different person.
Oh. But don't they do kind of the same thing?
No.
I swear it was an Andy Timmons video.
I know very little about Andy Timmons.
It's great.
You used to always talk about him.
If Scott Carell doesn't shut up, I'm going to shoot him.
Well, I'm a big Andy Timmons fan.
You used to always talk about him, and you just called him Timmons.
I saw the
such BS.
I saw. I think it was the Andy Timmons band back in the North Texas days.
Really? Oh, Rich. Rich has seen him.
Yeah, Rich. Checking in on Andy Timmons.
Some club down on Fry Street they were playing at one time, and they were awesome.
Wait, what?
It's great.
Yeah. So he's probably really good. I mean, I've always heard
he's an excellent player.
Well, there you go.
Dude, if you ain't going to be like Timmons, don't even pick up the guitar.
So this is fake Gordo from 1996.
Yes.
Okay.
You had a lot of Timmons, too.
I never called him Timmons and stopped shortening the word attitude.
All right. Candidate number 3.
Hey, Timmons.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night as well at the House of Blues. B.B. King.
Oh.
Here we go.
Early BD.
Oh, my.
Could you give him a free pass?
My God. He is 87.
Holy crap.
87.
And I think he's missing 2 or 3 of his legs, isn't he?
Well,
I don't know. He is battling diabetes, I do believe, but...
It has gone away.
If you just
it's
had
gone right now.
1/87th of the soul of B.B. King, would be so much cooler.
Yeah, what he's built up over 87 years.
I agree. He has accomplished more than I ever will, Georgia.
Why is he still touring at 87?
Because he can.
Because he has to buy new legs.
I don't think he's lost his legs. I think he has diabetes.
I thought he stepped
on his mind. I even know that.
But that's the Gordo
joke
series.
Stepped in a bear trap, I thought.
That's the Gordo joke series when it's not AIDS, it's diabetes, and he just, you know, goes to the loss of limb thing.
Oh,
yeah.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Used to do that with Crazy Ray and stuff. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Ray?
Yeah, we want to go back and get the guy's guide from 97 or something and review that.
What was in that?
Well, that was a picture of Crazy Ray and Ed Too Tall Jones.
And so?
Ed Too Tall Jones was given the peace sign, and Crazy Ray was given the number one sign. And your caption, the Gordon Keith written caption, said, Ed Too Tall Jones and Crazy Ray tell you all exactly how many legs they have.
Okay, that offends me.
You wrote it.
That is true. And no one ever wrote that caption on that picture.
You did. And somehow our management thought that was a good idea to put in the guy's guide.
You are going to hear from my lawyer today.
Good.
Who is also your lawyer, so there may be a conflict of interest. Oh, hey, Pharrell.
It's been reported that he fathered 15 children and has 50 grandchildren.
Wow.
Wait, B.B. King has 50
That's
grandchildren?
What I'm talking about.
One report. Mark McLemore likes that. But
Yes.
15 children.
Man.
How do you... Okay, you cannot be
One's
a good father
to, crazy.
To 15 children, can you?
I wouldn't think so.
What do you think is the maximum number of kids that a guy can be a good father to?
14. Well, I'm going to say 3 and hope for the best.
It's especially tough to be a good father when you're on the road 250 nights out of the year, isn't it?
And well, that's how you, you keep you becoming 15. A father, yeah.
Isn't it basically when you go into zone coverage, you can't be the full parent anymore?
When you get the third?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, although zone defense can be effective.
It can be. But certainly when you got kids, let's say, on a 6-2 power play against the parents.
Kids always win. No way you win that.
Gordo, you laugh at B.B. King's guitar playing, but Rolling Stone ranked him as the 6th greatest guitarist of all time.
Not on Gordo's chart.
I'm just
He's
saying
that... He's got a separate diabetes chart or something.
What? I'm just saying that he reverts back to that one note too many times. He acts like a guy who's just learned a few guitar licks, and he gets nervous and just goes back to the tonic.
His real name is Riley B. King. So where does he get the other B? How'd he get BB when it should be RB?
Wasn't there a...
Thought his head looked like a BB.
I like RB.
Wasn't there a story called The Life of BB or something?
Any other candidates?
Yes, we have 3 more.
Okay.
By the way, he had the nickname of Beale Street Blues Boy, and it was shortened to Blues Boy.
Ah,
and there's BB.
Thank you, Rich.
There you go. I still call him Riley.
Candidate 4.
Mama did.
Saturday night as well at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, Gretchen Wilson.
She hasn't had a hit, a huge hit in a while, but I like her.
Didn't she have some weirdness in her life or something?
Oh, yeah.
Am I thinking of I know Mindy or Mandy McCready did. But I thought Gretchen Wilson had some McCready behavior.
It says here, personal life, lifelong fan of St. Louis Cardinals. Is that what you're thinking of?
That's what I'm thinking of, yes.
That must be it.
That's what I'm talking about. She got her GED in 2007. Is that what you're thinking of?
You and I have always disagreed on the name Gretchen. I remember that as one of our lifelong conflicts.
It's
you think it's a hot girl's name, and I think that, and I'm not such a fan of that name because it sounds like Gretchen.
I guess I've known some hot Gretchens, and that's shaped my opinion.
Gretch.
I think that's a hot name.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe I'm off on that.
Mm-hmm.
I've known some hot Gretchens too. It's just the name itself is harsh and Germanic or something.
It's not my favorite female name.
What's your favorite female name?
That's a good one.
Top 5, bottom 5 hot names for girls?
I'll have to come up with that. At a later date.
I know.
Right now we move on to candidate 5. Saturday night as well.
Candidate 5 sucks.
At the Windspear Opera House.
Who are they?
It is Mike Birbiglia.
Oh, God.
Staying at hotels is absurd, you know. It's like a lot of the bad hotels pretend to be good hotels. Like, they'll have the soap be called, like, purity. I'm like, until you get the out of the curtains, we're going to go ahead and call this one soap. and they combine toiletries. They'll have like shampoo slash conditioner slash toothpaste. And I'm like calling the front desk, like, can I get some more shampaste?
He's doing a...
George doesn't think he's funny just because... No one's allowed to be funny except for George.
That's not true.
Here he goes.
I think a lot of people are funny.
This is it.
That's your
George
that's your
is
bit.
Jealous of him because he's on stage and George isn't, so no, he can't be
these
funny.
These are all your bits.
He's performing his, I don't know if it's a one-man show, but it's called My Girlfriend's Boyfriend. Mike Birbiglia's My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
Sounds good to me.
At the AT&T
Gordo's
Performing Arts Center.
Hmm.
All right, in Candidate 6, Sunday at the Door... It's a bit of deviltry featuring Emir Whitechapel, Unearth,
yeah,
Obey the Brave, and The Plot in You.
Now who's this?
Satan?
Emir?
This is Satan. Great stuff. This is Emir, and I'm not sure if this is from their album Goodbye to the Gallows.
Yes.
Felony. Or Speaker of the Dead.
Yes, this is from Goodbye to the Gallows. The song is called When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Oh. Yeah. For all those people that think that hip-hop or rap is stupid, I refer you to this music and a lot of country music.
Now, I like Unearth out of this group.
Yeah, in a private conversation, Rich earlier told me that he had several Unearth albums.
I do.
Listen to this.
Okay.
What?
Seriously, why do all of the singers in this genre sound exactly the same?
Yeah, Rich.
Not all of them do.
I think that if God was able to foresee that this music would come out when he was creating the world, he would have just closed up shop immediately. Just said, that's all right, I'm fine by myself. Don't need companionship.
Golly. Stop it.
How about Unearth, Jer?
I would love.
Oh, yeah, this is different here.
This is much better.
This is the final level, isn't it?
This is my will be done.
Okay, why are all these groups obsessed with religious imagery?
Just trying to perpetuate things.
It's a good way to get under people's skin, get noticed.
I would love to get a time machine, and I wouldn't go back and kill Hitler or do anything like that. I'd just go back and play this for Mozart and say, hey, look, this is what music will become in our age.
Jer pulled him just saying, I would go forward and kill
Hitler in 1937.
I think you made it pretty clear that you would not
I would go in chronological order.
Look. We've chronicled your admiration.
I do not have
for
admiration
that regime.
For that gentleman. That regime. No. Name one thing positive I've ever said about that regime.
You have said that you admired their uniforms.
No, I did not. I said their design department was well organized.
You admired their motor vehicles?
No, present day motor vehicles. Germany makes some decent cars now.
No, I don't.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town
Germany,
this week.
Not
is it?
Jeremy.
Oh.
Candidate number one, Friday night at the Arlington Music Hall, Sarah Evans. By the way, we're told by a couple of P1s she's married to former Alabama quarterback Jay Barker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Bama tie-in.
Candidate two, Saturday at the Granada, Gordo's own Andy Timmons. Candidate three, Saturday at the House of Blues, B.B. King. Candidate four, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Gretchen Wilson.
Okay.
Candidate five, Saturday at the Windspear Opera House, Mike Birbiglia, or Candidate 6, Sunday at the Door, Emir, Whitechapel, and Unearth, George.
I'll say Gretchen Wilson, redneck woman.
I want to say a guy that I'm certainly a big fan of. He's a classic. It's B.B. King.
Hey, Rich.
Could very well be his last time here. He's 87, B.B. King.
Jer.
Support the Emir and Unearth, but B.B. King.
Fernando.
B.B. King.
I'm going to say B.B. King as well. So 5-1, Saturday at the House of Blues, B.B. King, biggest show coming to town.